Bienvenidos to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast donde somos de aquí y somos de allá. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
In this episode, we're going to talk about lo que es la imagen del cuerpo. That's a really bad translation, but essentially, we're talking about body image. Así que we're going to be discussing the strive for health should not be misconstrued by our cultural upbringing.
A ver, ¿dilo en español?
Algo. All this and more.
Coming up.
Listening to the 50-50 a Spanish podcast. This is Jesse.
And Jessica.
We are indeed that hyphen life. Somos de aquí y somos de allá. And this episode is brought to you by the 50-50 Media. Let's not be coy about this, babe. We are the 50-50 Media. We are sponsoring our own show. Mm-hmm. We are at that level. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
That is what's up. Now, the 50-50 Media, let us tell you a little bit about this. We firmly believe that if you have a business, you have an audience. So, we are here to help you create content that allows you to engage, connect, and grow with that audience. So whether it's through maybe a podcast, if you're trying to start a podcast, we can help out with that.
For sure.
If you're trying to do some commercial photography, we can help out with that. Videography, también. Mm-hmm. You name it, we can do it. Like, te lavamos el carro, también, dale gas. So schedule your free consultation with us today. Links here below. And once again, thank you for the 50-50 Media for sponsoring this episode. Cada vez como que me gusta más. Like, the next episode was a puro, like, commercial. Just one commercial after the other.
Okay.
I love the commercial voice of me.
Wow.
You don't like it?
No, yeah, you love yourself.
I don't love, like, myself, mm-hmm. But I do love my voice.
Okay.
Like, I am really comfortable with my voice. Eso sí me gusta.
Oh, good for you.
Speaking about loving ourselves. Speaking about loving ourselves, we are here to talk about lo que es body image.
Yes.
Now, quick little disclaimer, right for everybody. Quick little trigger warning for everyone here. We are going to be discussing body image, and that includes body dysmorphia. You know, based on our cultural standards, the body image and standards and self, based on our own personal experience. And let's make this really clear. The goal is not to ridicule. No estamos aquí para echar burla. We're not here to make light up or even like obsess over the topic itself. Mm-hmm. Pero sí que tenemos en una conversación, kind of like, you know, what we grew up with, what we experienced, y cosas por el estilo. So, just FYI to everybody out there, this is what we will be discussing today. Now, interestingly enough, I mean, we've had these conversations before, babe, pero
yeah.
How did, like, the core of this conversation that now led to this episode, how did that come about?
Pues es que en mi diario vivir, I put on YouTube in the background. Mm. Y no sé si es because, like, we really pushed the mental health therapy topics that my algorithm has picked up, like things about mental health and therapy, or maybe just a lot of people were talking about it in the month of May.
Self-awareness.
Uh-huh. So it was this YouTuber talking about her, you know, her starting to go to therapy. And she started talking about her issues with bulimia and just came forward, I guess, talking about how she's always struggled with body dysmorphia.
Mm.
Pero se me hizo bien interesante porque there was a part, I mean, yo ahí mapeando, ¿no? There was a part where empezó a decir que kind of like educating the listener or the person watching the video in her culture. She is Korean, South Korean.
Okay.
And estaba diciendo que lo dijo como así, como que like, oh, in case you didn't know, you know, or just to let you guys know, like in my culture, in Asian culture, es como muy prominente que tus tías y tus, you know, like your older relatives will comment on your body and if you gained weight or if you lost weight. Like, era como algo que a ella le daba nervios, I guess, you know?
Like they were like legit going to bring it up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Que the moment que no, a veces ni te dicen hola, ¿cómo estás? It's like, oh, wow, you've gained weight, you know?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Ajá. Uh-huh, algo así. Pero se me hizo bien interesante because I'm like, wait, that's just not just Asians. Like, that's Mexicans too. A lot of Latinos, you know, that not just Mexicans, but I've heard of that. We've seen it. We've heard it. And I think it's interesting that.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe she didn't know. Maybe she doesn't have a lot of Hispanic friends, or I don't know. But it's like, it's not just Asian culture.
No, it really isn't. I mean, like, you know, our culture and our generation, también, they're really quick to point out the weight. I mean, we've experienced that también, you know.
Yeah.
Tanto with our family, que son mexicanos, tanto amigos, que son, verdad, latinos, así que, like, they brought up, like, hey, ¿cómo estás? I see that you're a little thicker there, buddy. Like, it's one of the first things. Yeah, it's very, very true, you know. And it's interesting because, I mean, I don't know, like, it almost seemed normal to us, like, in the sense that, okay, this is just something that you bring up on the daily conversation. This is just something that you talk about. It's almost like the weather, you know, like, hey,
yeah,
crazy weather we're having, right? Yeah. Speaking of crazy, let's talk about your waistline. Como que no sé, like, you know, en esa forma, it was just the norm to discuss it.
And y sabes que la cosa es que, like, cuando te estás juntando con la familia y los ves a todos, like, you're eating carne asada. Like, you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're in a social gathering where there's going to be food. And then here you are pointing out the fact that I gained weight, or to you, since you haven't seen me and I don't know how long, I seem either this or that. And then it's just kind of like,
would you say that pressure in itself, you know, I think, like, let's think about cuando estábamos in high school. Well, that pressure in itself, did it play a role in how you try to, like, look, or, you know, to people around you, it's trying to achieve a certain look, you know, de lo que tú te acuerdas?
I think, like, in the entertainment world, sí había, like, I mean, the low rise jeans were a thing, and oh, thank God, please don't bring those back. Gen Zers out there, please don't do that to us. So it was a lot of like the really skinny look, you know, like all of those Victoria's Secret models were like super, super delgaditas. And it was more like you would hear a lot of, you know, girls struggling with feeling not pretty because they were not that body type. And it was hard. I think it was really hard on a lot of people. And the way you compare it to now, it's like not the same. I feel like now things are becoming a little healthier for your mind.
I do agree that there's they're becoming a little bit more open about everything, because I do remember también in high school, you know, the good look that was perceived or that was most commonly accepted was las flacas, 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 flacas. You know, and I mean, nothing wrong con las personas que son flacas, you know, like, I'm not here saying that kids suck, right, or they're the worst, or they're not beautiful, because I believe that everybody can be beautiful in their own right.
Yeah.
However, when I was a teacher, I just noticed that more people were more body inclusive. There wasn't definitely that much of a conversation it like it was then.
These girls have all the confidence in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo nunca, you know, growing up, especially when I was a teenager, you know, like, my body was monitored a lot. My body weight was monitored a lot. So it was like, I would still go to the beach or something and wear like a t-shirt and shorts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I had the confidence to like wear a bathing suit out in public.
Even though you were
thin. Is this a rancho thing?
Maybe, aparte, like, I think for real.
Maybe it's a rancho thing.
Aparte, I don't know. Like, it's a Mexican thing, you know, because like, ¿cómo que vas a enseñar tu piel?
Uh-huh. You know, like, but now I see girls that, you know, are like that age, no, 15, 16, and they're like totally beautiful, like confident in whatever size they are. And it's like, man, I wish I had that. I had that.
When you mentioned that you were monitored by your weight, though, like, there was a reason to it. It wasn't just like your parents being crazy. Like,
you know? Oh, no. ¿Te imaginas?
Yeah.
No, my parents raised three girls and we all have very different body types. So, there were comments and stuff, pero no, it's because of my autoimmune disease. So when I got diagnosed at 16, got 3 meses for like a couple, like a year, year and a half. And then every like 6 months, I was being weighed. And because, you know, thyroid controls your metabolism, and a lot of people who gain weight, you can gain weight or lose a ton of weight, right? It's like that really slippery slope, whether you have one or the other. So, entonces a mí siempre me pesaban y siempre me pesaban. So I was constantly aware of how much I was weighing. Y la doctora me decía, it's not healthy for you to go above this, your weight range. Y obviamente, like, she was doing it with like my height in mind, right? Cause I'm really like, I'm taller than the average girl. Entonces I had a little wiggle room, pero sí, like, si subía 5 libras, you know, she always wanted to make sure that I could lose it, because that meant that my thyroid was functioning properly. Y si no lo podía perder, and I just kept going up and up and up, or going down and down and down, then there was something wrong.
So what would you say that type of like consistent awareness of what your range of weight is, you know, played specifically a role in you regarding perception?
I don't know, man. I just siento como que for me, it was like, oh, okay, si me paso de cierto número, then something's wrong and I'm not healthy.
Orale.
Whether okay. that was, because I've been underweight too, where it was not fun. And like my bones were sticking out of my hips and stuff. So I it's just, to me, it was like, okay, but that's me personally. Yo no puedo estar ni tan tan ni muy muy. Like I have to stay within this range. So for a long time, like, well, yeah, till now, you know, it's just, that's the weight that I'm supposed to be at. Entonces, when, you know, going into nutrition and working at the health department, like we were trying to help people, you know, comer más saludable, hacer ejercicio, todo eso. But everyone is different and everyone's body types are different. That doesn't, no porque alguien esté de cierto, like scale number wise, no quiere decir que no esté saludable o que no esté haciendo todo lo posible por comer bien y hacer ejercicio, moverse, you know? So we had gone through all this training and Haze, you know, health at every size and trauma informed nutrition, todo eso. And they had us take a test of like this unbiased, ¿cómo?
Unconscious bias.
Unconscious bias. I always forget that word. Unconscious bias. Like, what do you perceive as healthy? Mm-hmm. And it was basically photos of people who were a certain weight and a certain body type. And you had to click whether you thought that was healthy or not. And it was so funny to me because it is unconscious. Because to me, it was like, ah, pues yo lo tomé personal. Yo dije, pues yo me tengo que ver así para saber y sentirme bien.
Okay, okay.
You know, and then if the picture didn't look like what I thought was healthy for me, then I was coming off as like
biased
against people who are overweight. And I was so shook at it. I was like, no, like that's not how I think. But for someone who was monitored since they were a teenager on their weight, really does take a toll on your brain.
That's interesting. You know, it's really interesting que mencionas eso because it como que gave you like a self-reflection of what your unconscious thoughts are. Y tú pensando, bueno, si no te ves de este tipo o de este cuerpo or this range that in your case was engraved desde chamaca contigo, then they're probably not healthy.
Yeah.
And it's a very interesting and tricky thought, this whole thing of unconscious bias, you know, specifically with weight stigma. Mm-hmm. And primeramente es un stigma que it's one of the more acceptable stigmas todavía en este mundo. You know, culturalmente, generational wise, and I think even worldwide, I would argue that weight stigma is one of the most acceptable stigmas. En el sentido de que ves a una persona y la ves, you know, of a certain body type or of a certain scale. Y aunque de forma consciente e inconsciente, we start thinking this person is probably lazy, or this person is probably doesn't take care of themselves,
or
this
person trying.
They're not trying enough. Yeah. You know, like we judge not only just their appearance, we judge their demeanor, we judge their character, we judge the person itself. You know, and that's tough. Eso sí está tough eso. You know, and I was looking at this study that was behind it because when we started talking about it, and me acordé de the classes that you know I was also introduced to at the health department regarding it. It's interesting because this stigma, this unconscious bias that people colectivamente tiene contra personas que están de cierto tipo de, you know, de cuerpo o peso, really create issues around this, specifically to the health of folks who are, you know, overweight, digamos, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Because people are perceived as lazy due to your weight and your body type, then that perception does translate into, primeramente, you know, digamos en mi caso, ¿verdad? Somebody sees me. Ah, pues, you know, Jesse, pues, he's chubby, he's gordo, ¿verdad? Then if I did not have the support systems that I have and, you know, the resilience that I built gradually con los años, I can definitely see how these negative effects play to other people. Because being on that end of the stigma que te echen carrilla o que te juzguen, primeramente, it raises stress. And because it raises stress, it can make you less likely to follow up with proper medical care.
Yeah.
Because you're less likely to, and I said eso, you're more likely to be prone to, you know, more of the same, you know, things that can lead to higher health issues.
See,
if you're not getting screened, then you're not getting the help and treatment that you may need. And therefore, sigue like this vicious cycle of just not feeling your optimal self. And it can all start with something as simple as, pues mira este gordo flojo. And that's, You know, that's the kind of...
And I love the fact that right before I quit my job, they were going into really like dismantling the old way of teaching nutrition, which was such a cool move from the program. Y más in like that trauma informed, no, o sea, like, por eso we did that exercise, because it was like, look at what you're thinking unconsciously about people that you might encounter cuando vayas a dar clases.
Okay.
No puedes entrar tú con esa mentalidad.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. It like really made us all kind of look at ourselves and be like, oh, you know, this is not, we have to walk in with an open mind, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Right.
So then we started learning about, you know, como hay otros factores, muchos factores que pueden, you know, come into play with people's bodies. It's not just laziness. It's probably not even that at all.
Mm-hmm. But that's what the stigma lies in.
Uh-huh. So era como like really dig deep and like let's re-educate ourselves. And that's awesome.
Yeah, 100%. Now, you know, primeramente, I think de que si vamos de un extremo a otro, ningún extremo is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ultimately comes down to finding that middle ground, that balance de todo, ¿verdad? Because I think there's body positivity. I am all for it. Me encanta that idea and that movement que se ve más towards becoming the norm, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
Pero sometimes I feel like they take it a little too far.
Okay.
Por ejemplo, en mi caso, right? I'm overweight and I'm obese, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, mis estudios y every single analysis and my checkups, you know, siempre salen igual. You know, hasta la fecha siempre salen normales. Yeah. You know, I don't have altos triglicéridos, right? I don't have like, you know, alto colesterol.
My sugar levels
are fine. Mm-hmm. Like siempre está eso. So then it has literally gone to the point where a doctor in Mexico me dice, then why are you fat?
Mm-hmm.
Literalmente me dijo eso el doctor. Like me vio.
¿Cómo se llama el doctor?
Ni sé cómo se llama. This is where we're talking about the stigma. This is a perfect example of it. Because nunca habíamos ido con este doctor. Fuimos porque estábamos with a new insurance que cubría mejor en México que aquí, right in the States. So I got my blood work done. The doctor had the analysis and I was going to go meet him for the first time. So ese doctor saw my blood work first.
Before meeting me. Mm-hmm.
And then when I walked into the door, literalmente, this dude did a double take. Se quedó like, me vio me. And he looked down at his record, and he looked down at the results, and then he looked at me again. Tú eres Jesse. Sí, doctor. ¿Cómo está? Hola, that's me. Tú eres Jesse, tal.
Yeah, fecha de nacimiento, social security number.
Yes, that is indeed me, bro. ¿Qué onda? ¿Por qué estás gordo? What? Excuse me? Excuse me? Sí, ¿por qué estás gordo? No entiendo. O sea, todo se ve muy bien. Okay, cool. So, you know, lo que yo...
And honestly, like, siento como que muchos...
That's the stigma.
Muchos de los doctores te han dicho, like, como por, like, rutinariamente, like, you have to lose weight. But there's no... Where's the receipts? You know, like, but in the paperwork, it says that I'm fine. Pero obviamente, like...
And here comes the balance.
Yeah.
I am aware that only because my weight right now is not attributing to a specific health issue, I am not going to be blind to la idea de que, oh, well, then therefore... I can continue eating all the fats and all the sugars and not work out and I'll be okay. That's sometimes where the extreme sometimes lies, specifically with like the super woke people that get, you can be happy who you are, bro. It's okay, see, but if you're not moving and if you're eating foods that are going to eventually lead to potential health issues, then we don't want that. And that's ultimately what we're trying to say. Like we, you know, you and I perfectly understand that, you know, if you are obese, then you are, in fact, more likely to suffer from certain health conditions. Yes, what is it? Because maybe you're prone to less exercise, less cardiovascular exercise. That.
Sí.
Si no estás haciendo eso, then you're really not doing yourself a favor, you know? You're less likely to have a balanced diet. Pero doesn't always mean the case. Pero como ese doctor, that stigma, el doctor me miró a mí and said, this does not make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces... Does that mean que si él hubiera visto una persona flaca entrando, this would have been like, oh, this makes sense?
That's, I mean, he saw me.
He saw you and he saw your messed up blood result and he asked you, how come you're not fat? He's like, how come you're skinny?
Yo entré comiendo un fresas con crema, me acuerdo. Habíamos ido al frutal.
A mí me preguntó, your records are good, ¿por qué estás gordo? And he saw you and he's like, ¿por qué estás flaca?
Yeah. I'm just like, well, yo estoy más... Jonqueada que el Jesse. But see, that was always like our dynamic.
Always. You always, know? Always.
So when I took this dang test, I was like, wait, what? I don't think that, but I guess.
This is an unconscious level?
It's an unconscious bias.
Yeah, yes, that's where the stigma lies. O sea, mm-hmm. típicamente cuando vemos a una persona que esté slim or flaca, we think, well, they must be healthy. But now that because we work in the healthcare field, hemos visto that there's people that are flacos, and their cholesterol's through the roof.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Their triglycerides are through the roof. Their sugar, through the roof.
Y porque están flacos, no quieren hacer nada.
Their blood pressure, through the roof. pero están flacos, then they must be healthy, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think ultimately the question does become like, ¿cómo nosotros, como gente, como cultura, generation, todo lo que quiera, how do we transition from simplemente making these type of comments, echando carrilla to someone based on their appearance, based on their weight, and una forma to like attempt to promote them to be healthy? Because I know the doctor wasn't trying to make me feel bad.
No.
He was trying to ultimately be the healthier version of me. But how do we do that with just simply, without just, you know, only addressing the way I look, you know? Or yeah. Esos comentarios, you know?
Well, I don't even know why people have to make a comment in the first place. To be honest, I feel like, you know, it's something that yo he visto que entre familia y amigos, you know, that somebody will point someone's weight out and then that person feels sad, but then they go and do it to somebody else.
Ooh, that's a good point.
And it's like,
that's true.
Okay, entonces, o sea, si no te gustó que te dijeron eso o que, you know, ay, cada vez que mi tía viene me dice esto and I can see that it hurts them, you know, it sí. Really does hurt them, especially when sometimes you are trying your best, right?
Yeah,
to,
that's true.
To cut things back or to lose weight or whatever. And it's like, oh, pues esto y aquello, no, I mean, it's hard because I feel like the older generations kind of have that jab, como que lo dicen and then they move on with their day,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then I see that person who was hurt turn around and go tell someone else, maybe someone even younger in our other generation.
Yeah, that's true.
Of cousins or whatever.
That's a really good point because like you know, hemos visto nosotros familias y amigos que literalmente se están quejando de cómo se sienten, right? Like that they don't feel comfortable because they are a certain appearance, or it doesn't even have to only be weight. Sometimes it's their nose, sometimes it's their wrinkles, sometimes it's their pelo. And they saying,
they're canas.
I don't have this level of beauty standard in mi mente. Mm-hmm. Y esto a mí me lastima because mi familia siempre me lo tira en cara.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, are expressing that frustration. And then, sin querer queriendo, cierta forma, they go and do it to somebody else.
Yeah. And I understand that, like, hurt people.
Right. It's a trauma thing.
Uh-huh. But like, where does it stop?
Yeah. What's the benefit in that?
Yeah.
Right?
Como, like, this isn't going to help anyone. Y si no te gusta, then why are you allowing it?
Especially with kids, man. Like when you go around and tell this like to some kid that, oh, you're probably going to need a nose job later. Come on. Like, who's that benefiting?
Or, you know, just I think everyone with COVID gained a little bit of weight.
COVID was a thing.
Kids, adults, elderly, todos parejos. Okay. So it's kind of like hearing those comments towards children really triggers me. I don't like it.
Because the question becomes like, are you trying to hurt them? Are you trying to help them? And if you are going to help them, what makes you think
pero la manera como like Mexicanos exactly. Does it, like maybe you're trying, maybe you think that if you point it out, you're making them aware. I think people are aware of themselves. I think they are.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know? I would like to hope that in future generations, as we see like body positivity being more and more strong,
yeah, that more it's, the norm.
It's going to be like una manera normal, like for my nieces and nephews, you know?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Me gustaría eso because, you know, body positivity tiene que mucho que ver. Kind of speaking from my experience, you know, when I was growing up, my family nunca me lo tiraba en cara to make me feel bad, but I always knew de que era el gordito de la familia.
Sí.
You know, I've always known that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tanto de los comentarios de que no, pues mijo, ya ciérrale, or like, no, mijo, let's do that, or tú no ocupas esto because, you know, you don't need any more of these sugars because we need you to, you know, do something else.
Mm-hmm.
I've always known it. Nunca me sentía atacado by my parents, ni mi family, ni mi brother. Nunca, right? But I was always aware of what I was appearance-wise. Y because I was always very aware of it, even like in high school, like I would always try to, specifically in middle school, voy a decir que comencé a empezar to fake. Yeah, I'm going to say that. Fake mm-hmm. my confidence about myself. Because if I was going to be the butt of the joke, then I had to make it a way to seem como que esos jokes no funcionan en mí. Mm-hmm. Now, newsflash and spoiler alert, they did, obviamente.
Oh, yeah, you're human.
Like, no me gustaba que se burlara la gente de mí, especially la raza, pero somos bien carreros.
Te estoy diciendo, this is what I'm saying.
A Mexican middle schooler, dude, son los más carrilleros que existen. Like, they are there to hurt you and just make you feel like the worst, right?
Uh-huh.
So then my response was, then I have to be sharper than they are. I have to be funnier. I have to be wittier. I have to make it seem like, yes, this is something that I acknowledge, therefore you cannot hurt me with it.
Mm-hmm.
And lo creí tanto, es this little idea que yo mismo me decía, this persona of exuberant confidence, que essentially down the line, I believed it. I essentially faked it till I made it.
But I love that about you. Like, you're so confident.
It didn't come easy. It started off first as a deflection.
Okay.
It started off as fake. It started off as like not true because yo no me sentía de esa forma.
Mm.
I deeply did not believe as confident and as sure of myself as I was, you know,
making it look like,
especially in high school, you know, in high school itself.
But you slimmed down.
And I, even when I slimmed down, you know, because I did it for competitive reasons to be faster in mi moto, I remember when I was in my thinness and I would look myself in the mirror, I would still see a really fat, obese person that I didn't like to see. And I knew that was the image que yo mismo tenía.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like seeing myself. Nunca yo me miré como una persona flaca until I saw years back, oh, I actually was then.
Mm.
And because yo me esforzaba por estar siempre flaco, I remember when I really slimmed down, I didn't even want to lift weights. I didn't want to do heavy lifting. I wanted to do just cardio, 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 yeah. cardio, because I didn't want to be bulky. I wanted to be slim.
Oh, okay.
That was the look that I was going for because I thought that was the
go-to
look. I did. Mm-hmm. And when I got there, I still didn't feel like I was there. I still felt bad. I still felt
inadequate. Is that body dysmorphia?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Me mirando en el espejo dije, yo no miraba lo que otros miraban. Yo todavía miraba the fat guy.
And people still pointed things out like, oh, you look sick.
Yeah, when I was at my slimmest, todavía llegaba. It didn't help. Like, damn, ¿ya estás enfermo? Like, oh, pues, gente. You know, I can't win with these people here.
Yeah. And I've heard all kinds of comments too. And like some people... A veces hay personas que creen que porque uno esté delgado,
you have it easy.
Then, ajá, como right. que, ah, pues a ti no te pasa o tú no sientes como, like, doubt or you're not self-conscious or you weren't bullied because you were never the chubby kid. But kids are mean.
They'll find something.
Jeez. And they'll tease you for being the skinny, long-legged one, too.
I've had friends que, like, están flacos y qué va a comer esta tripa? Like, that's not nice to say, man. Like, uh-huh. you know, que te digan una lombriz, que te digan una tripa. I'm like, come on.
A boy used to call me walking stick in elementary school.
See what I mean? O sea, like, that's...
Oh, and Sasquatch.
Sasquatch? Why Sasquatch?
Because I was taller than all the boys.
That's not even a good insult. This kid needs to step up his
insult. Well, that's why I got a keychain with the Sasquatch.
You're owning it?
I'm owning it.
You know, right when I met you...
In my late 20s, but you know what?
right when I met you, like, it was right after high school.
Uh-huh.
And I was definitely coming more into more of accepting.
You were the college guy. And
yeah.
I was a senior.
That's when I was really entering into my own state of self-acceptance. And yeah. I sentía of who I was. You know, that was after years of faking it. I finally got to the point where this confidence now became genuine.
Oh, okay. So that's when I met you. And you were like I don't think you were cocky. You were just confident. I like that. Porque mm-hmm. no era celoso. Eso me gustaba.
No, pero that's because I had to spend years cultivating this persona. Like, I mean, I knew that, for example, for when it became to a point of how do I make Jessica fall in love with me?
Oh, okay.
I had to rely a lot more than just my looks. Now, no estoy feo. I don't consider myself an ugly person.
No, you're so handsome.
You know, but I am not the hunky dude, you know, physically wise that people look at. You know, it's like, for example, if we were in a bar, I know that I would have to try extra hard to get your attention, you know? I couldn't just take off my t-shirt and just spill oil on myself, you know? I know that I couldn't do that. I would have to try something else, like, you know? So
Jesse, if you make a girl laugh, you unlock that.
I had to unlock that.
Yeah.
I had to unlock that. If I didn't unlock this role, like, then I had nothing going for myself, right? Mm-hmm. At least that's how I felt, you mm-hmm. know? So, of course, now I am an intellectual stud. I am an emotional stud.
I don't know if you want to talk about this, but do you remember when a friend told you that he didn't understand why I thought you were sexy?
Dude, yeah. They straight up brought it up. They like, this is something that kind of became a running joke entre nosotros, because people that see us and, you know, maybe even meet us for the first few times, even jokingly, coworkers have said it, friends have said it, people who have just met us have said it. La pregunta número uno that we get is, hey, Jesse, how did you pull that one off? O sea, like, how did I, el gordo... here's the weight stigma, verdad? How do a lazy fat guy pull off Jessica, who is the slim hot chick, you know?
No, I don't think
so. And I'm just like, okay. First of all, I'm the hot person here in this relationship.
Very much so.
And I would always say that right back to them, because that was me acknowledging that you're not going to hurt me with this right now.
Pero why is that even, vuelvo lo mismo. Why is that even a thing? Why is that even
It's the stigma.
Yeah.
It's the stigma.
So sad.
Yeah. The people brought it up to you all the time. They'd be like, seriously, Jesse? Like, what?
Yeah. Well, not all the time, but.
No, it's not like I'm out here.
No.
Like, de pobrecito. No.
No. And I think once people get to know us, they're like, oh, okay.
This makes sense.
Pobrecito el Jesse se casó con Jesse. You know?
But no, that's always something that I've always had to show. And I've always been really conscious about who I am as a person. I've always made sure that if people were going to look at me, then they were going to listen. They were going to laugh, or they were going to, you know, be comfortable with me, or know that I had something in my brain, like I was smart. Mm-hmm. I always try to leave an impression. And I did this very consciously, because yo sabía y todavía sé que hasta la fecha, when somebody were to see me, the first thing they're going to look at is my appearance and my weight. Y vale decir o pensar consciente o inconscientemente, oh, here's just another fat guy.
Mm-hmm.
So my train of thought was very consciously, instead of that, well, then let's start a conversation. Let's start, you know, a friendly conversation. Let's start a funny conversation. Let's start a deep conversation, whatever it had to be in that sense, para que mi impresión fuera, oh, this guy's interesting.
Yeah.
So this is Jesse. He's not just some fat person. Okay. It's not, I don't know. It's not weird, but I kind of like.
I feel a little cuckolded, but okay.
How so?
Is that the word?
No.
You cuckolded me.
Like, you feel like I tricked you?
A little.
How so?
No, I don't know. I'm not saying that you tricked me, but I feel como que I fell in love with you for who you are, you know?
Well, I had to make it very clear who I am.
But yeah, but like we hung out and things like that. Like I was like, oh, wow. Like you genuinely like became my best friend, you know? And then I thought to myself, like, well, why wouldn't I want to marry Jesse? Well, you know, why wouldn't I want to have a relationship with him? Like he's all these amazing things.
Aww.
So, you know, it's like for people who just friend zoned their chubby friend, they missed out on an amazing husband. That's what I have to say in this. Because it's just, yeah, like, you know, when we were dating, estabas like, you know.
I was thinner. Back then, I was working out more.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yo no te conocí when they showed me those pictures of you really thin. I don't remember you being that thin. No, you saw me
more bulked up.
Yeah. And so we were dating and then like we got engaged and like right before the wedding, like you gained weight.
Yeah, I did.
You gained a little bit of weight.
A lot of it.
Someone commented like, oh, like Jesse was supposed to gain weight after the wedding, not before it. Like, why would that be a thing? Like, que no nomás because he gained weight, I'm not going to marry him. Like, to me, it was like that the weight is not an issue because that fades, that comes and goes. You might lose more. You might gain more. Like I might too, but I married a person, you know, like I married him for his qualities and for like the things that make you who you are. You're not the sum of your appearance.
And I love you for that, babe. You know, I really, really do. Pero lamentablemente, that's exactly why we're having this conversation. It's because people see otra persona and they sum up their qualities and who that person is their initial impression. Mm-hmm. Whether it's overweight, whether it's too skinny, whether it's too short, whether it's hair color, whether it's skin color.
Yeah.
You know, it's these standards of what a good looking person must be really can distract of what is in front of you or what person is in front of you or who this person really is.
Yeah.
Y eso lo lamentable. That's why I'm totally for these more open body positivities that are going on with the younger generation. I mean, if Gen Z is doing anything
you
right,
guys,
is that they're
run with it.
They're having that conversation.
Run with it and call people out on it. Yeah. Because
yeah.
Yo siento como que I'm kind of stuck in the middle of like, I grew up, yeah, that like escuchándolo, mirándolo, and now I feel como que I need to say something. You know, like no, that's not okay.
It's not
okay. y estamos en familia o estamos entre amigos cercanos y maybe it's like the thing that la mayoría they're older than me and I feel like I can't say anything to older people who are older than me, you know, por respeto.
Yeah, por respeto. Like, you know, at the end of the day, especialmente las doñas, las señoras, no lo dicen con malicia.
Like, and a lot of these ladies like grew up in some wild like 70s and 80s.
Yeah, like, por ejemplo, cuando me ven, like, you know, like, now in COVID, que me están viendo más, they're like, ay, mijo, te ves más flaco, como que ahora sí, like, you're more back to your normal weight, ¿verdad? And I'm like, ah, sí, I am, you know. I know they're not saying it como que, like, de malicia.
Ajá, sí, sí.
It's just, it's so ingrained in their upbringing, in their generation, in their culture, de que, I'm like,
y como que lo están diciendo para felicitarte.
Ándale.
Como que, like, whatever you're doing, cool, te miras bien.
Yeah.
But, like, when you really dissect it,
like, why does this have to be addressed in the first place?
Yeah, like, why can't we ask each other about our mental health? ¿Por qué no podemos like ask each other like how we're doing, how we're feeling, how other there's so many other things that can be going and I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about this, but a huge part of you slimming down a little bit is because you took care of your mental health. It had nothing to do with you dieting, like getting on the scale, hitting the gym 24/7, like none of that worked.
Yeah. I mean,
quote unquote, right?
Right, right, right. You know, and primeramente, like, I think you and I particularly, we've been, you know, we've been in the position to kind of like, you know, digamos, like, for lack of a better term, fortunate enough to be in the medical profession where we came to understand that it's all about the lifestyle.
Yeah.
We never fell into the fads. We never fell into the diets. We never fell into the kale, you know. No. Oh,
if I see the word keto. Ay.
So it all became towards a balance, like, you know, so por ejemplo, when I start working out, no, now I can honestly say that no estoy haciendo ejercicio to be that skinny person that I was when I was 19 and then look myself in the mirror and still see this fat, horrible person. Now I'm working out because I want to be able to do all the activities that I can do without worrying about, am I going to get tired or am I going to have the energy for it?
Mm-hmm.
I want to have the flexibility.
Quieres la condición.
Y quiero la condición. Uh-huh. Like, I want to be able to, you know, have the flexibility and the stretching without having the aches and the pain. So what am I doing? I'm working on my core. I'm working on my stretching. I'm working on taking care of my back, you know?
Yeah.
I'm working on que no tenga problema, because we're not blind to the fact again, ¿verdad? Like, the older you get, the more prone you are. So then therefore.
But we also found out that you stress eat.
So in estos dos meses that I've been going to like my therapist and things like that, and I've been diagnosed, you know, with my mental health issues and I've been on medication, going to therapy, I realized part of my anxiety led to stress eating.
Uh-huh.
And now because I'm not stress eating, it literally translated into me like, dude, rebajé like 20 pounds. Rebajé 20 pounds de volada.
Yeah.
Like within a matter of month, like months, I dropped 20 pounds. Y no hice nada diferente. Absolutely nothing different. In fact, like, you know, we weren't even jogging as much as we should have been or I wanted to.
It was getting hotter. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it's getting super stupid hot here. Pero, you know, it happened. So, yeah, you know, the mental health issue does have to deal a lot sometimes with weight factors. And yeah, eso vamos, ¿verdad? These factors involve with many different things.
Mm-hmm.
Qué lamentable that some people todavía are stuck in this mentality de que ven y critican porque es flojo.
Yeah.
No es el caso. Así que moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
I know where I am at. I know I am comfortable with myself a lot more now. I wouldn't say that I'm 100%. Todavía, I still fight with these imperfections that I have, but it took me a while.
What do you mean imperfections? You mean your...
My body dysmorphia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm definitely a lot more comfortable now.
Uh-huh.
But I'm definitely a lot more comfortable with who I am as a person now. But it took years of that. It took years of primeramente faking it. It took years of then convincing myself. It took years of, you know, having support with my family and kind of bringing up these conversations. Conversaciones como estas entre tú y yo have helped out a lot.
Yeah.
Really just knowing that where it stems from has helped. And I hope that can continue.
Yeah. We don't have scales in the house either.
No, we don't.
Nope. We never have.
Mm-mm.
We never have. I'm like, look at somebody was like, you brought up your weight too. And then I guess her husband had like lost a lot of weight. Y lo me está diciendo que, oh, sí, like every day he se sube a la scale and se pesa todos los días y si sube una libra, you know, like he basically like doesn't eat for hours. That whole intermittent fasting, you do what you want, pero that's kind of the thing that he was doing. And he lost like 30 pounds or algo así.
Okay.
Y todos como que like, ah, wow, you know, qué machine. Mm. And then it was like, oh, pues el Jesse que ha hecho para bajar. And I was like, okay, this is an educational moment.
I'm about to educate you.
I'm about to unleash this whole taboo of Mexicans don't talk about their mental health. But I was like, we don't have scales in the house. He's not trying to lose weight for the sake of losing weight. What's going on? Yeah, you know, like therapy, que your mental health, y que anxiety and boredom and your ADHD all led to like you're eating too much or eating too frequently in the day or
binge
like,
eating when I was stressed.
Obviously, like, obviously cosas como, like, we all know this, right? And then, you know, we've been taught this too. Cuando estás estresado, like, you crave high sugars, fats, and carbs and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So once we addressed your mental health, then we noticed all these little changes.
Mm-hmm.
And para nosotros, it is a lifestyle. It is like checking in on each other, like, ¿cómo te sientes hoy? ¿Cómo amaneces? Vamos a ir a caminar. Like we are walking and we're doing exercise for the sake of our anxiety and, you know, breaking up our day because we're home all day, ¿verdad? O sea,
yeah, yeah.
Hay que salirnos un ratito, respirar aire fresco, sacar mm-hmm. los perros. Like, these are things that we're doing as a family because they're good for us. We enjoy them, but mm-hmm. not necessarily because we're going to lose weight.
Yeah, we're not stressing over the scale portion of it. We just want to feel better.
Uh-huh. And it's kind of like, it opened this whole conversation, which was pretty cool, on mental health. But it's like, como que querían, como que, like, what's the diet? You know, like, ¿qué está haciendo? ¿Qué no está comiendo?
What's the secret del Jesse?
Yeah.
¿Qué hizo para rebajar ese peso?
Like, ya no pan, no tortillas. And I'm like, no.
I still have pan.
None of that.
I still have tortillas.
And it should be
my relationship
okay.
with food has changed mm-hmm. due to my mental health.
Ándale. Yeah.
That's what's crazy. My relationship to food, it was a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Comía to cope with my stress.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm coping in other ways. I'm trying different coping mechanisms, and that's where the change has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Pero de nuevo, we're so hung up on the waistline than the lifestyle. Uh-huh. De que the first question que hace la gente es, ¿qué hizo él para acceder a eso?
And you know,
pues fue terapia. Oh, then ya no me digas más.
Yeah. What, you mean that I can't fix my weight problem with a pill?
Yeah. Or green smoothies every day, like, you know. And I'm a fan, like, you know, green smoothies now because you give them to me, but it's not like that's all we are. We're not the kale green smoothie people.
I mean, some people think we are, but some people think I am.
Somos
but
raza.
My health is a whole other story, guys. We don't have time for that.
I mean, we discussed this. You know, if you guys haven't listened to this episode.
Well, yeah, but we
right?
didn't talk about my eating.
Yeah, I think that'd be something to kind of dive into later down the road. That'd be interesting. If you guys want to listen to that, let us know in the comments, you know, why Jessica eats the way that she eats. Spoiler alert, it's not for her to be a flaca than to be judging. Like, well, she wouldn't understand because she's skinny. No, Jessica understands what these body image impressions do to people, even her, you know.
Yeah.
You've experienced it from one end, and I've experienced it from another end. And it's algo que tú y yo, like, you know, we grew up, but now, because we're older, smarter, wiser, and have this conversation that through you.
Okay.
We are in a more comfortable position about it.
Yeah.
You know, we really are. And all we're wishing is for everybody else to kind of do that same conversation that me and be aware of, you know, what stigma you may have.
Mm-hmm.
Through you, we just believe that these types of conversations, you know, they're our own personal experience, claro, sí, but I think that if we share it, other people will share it, and just sharing it will lead to growth. Así que that's all we're hoping for at the end of the day.
Let's stop hurting each other.
Yeah, man. No hagan eso. No se juzguen.
Hay que echarnos porras en la vida.
Si juzgas a una persona, júzgalo porque, like, for what they've done. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this,
cuernió la esposa.
This person murdered somebody. That's probably a bad person, you know? This person gambled his life savings away. Well, that probably wasn't a smart idea. Maybe there's some type of trauma there.
Their actions,
not just their appearance, man. No, no, lo vean y digan, oh, this person's good or bad just by looking at someone. You don't know. There's more to it. There's more layers, man. ¿Qué dijo el Shrek? Somos onions.
Simon.
We are onions or parfaits, according to Donkey. We're more complex than just simply what meets the eye. Es lo que estamos haciendo at the end of the day.
Sí, y hay que dejar de criticarnos.
Simplemente por vista.
Y ayudarnos. Obviamente, si estás preocupado por alguien que de su salud, You know, hay maneras.
Hay maneras.
Hay maneras de cómo platicarlo. Y si la persona no va a hacer cambios, that doesn't make them... No lo tienes que categorizar. ¿Cómo categorizar? Categorizar.
There you go.
De que... No, pues es flojo y...
Es que no le importa.
No le importa. You're right. Ajá.
Yeah, no.
There's just so many other things. Hay tantas capas.
Ándale.
En una persona. Y no nomás es de la manera como se ve por fuera.
Exactly.
Y si está, y si sí va a hacer cambios, right? Si sí se está esforzando, hay que ayudarles. No hay que, like, make it a big deal as to, you know, if they are trying. Because I have seen that too. Como que, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, sí, now sí, sí, sí. You're trying, or like, oh, like,
sí, sí,
si
sí.
Vas a la carne asada and you're like, oh, no tortilla. You know what I'm saying?
Y
like,
va a
uh-huh. Because I feel like people feel that way about me, and I'm yeah. just trying not to go into the whole like autoimmune flare up the next day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't go around telling people my issues. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. I feel como que sí, como que like, oh, Jessica's the healthy one. She's judging everybody because of what they're eating right now.
Right.
And it's like, no, fool, I want to eat that donut too.
Pero no puedo.
Eat it for me.
Yes. Exactly. No, pues, you know, exactly, everybody. That's ultimately what we are trying to say. Y aquí lo vamos a dejar por este día.
Mándenle este podcast a su tía, que siempre las critica.
A su tía, a su tío, a su primo, a su abuelo, a su amigo,
sea,
a su perro.
Sea más cortés, señora.
Sí, oiga, no nomás
al
diga.
Al tío que siempre, like, be nice, dude. We're living through a pandemic. Hay otras cosas. Yeah. Hay que crecer como
cultura, como gente, como sí. raza. Yeah. Y como siempre, everybody, thank you all for listening too.
Está 50-50.
Is that something that I didn't say, babe?
¿Qué?
Like, at the same time, dije todo eso, but I'm a little low-key conflicted at the same time.
Oh, wow, a ver. Because, this is outro, but...
Sí, sí, es outro.
Tú di lo que tú quieras.
La raza is quick to make you know que eres gordo, que eres flaco, que eres esto, que eres el otro. We had an episode on apodos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how muchas veces para los latinos, para los mexicanos, your apodo sometimes is like your most unflattering feature, right?
Like, according to them
and their perspective.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, oh, si estás muy moreno, because existe el colorismo en México, right?
Sí.
Ah, tú eres el prieto. Like, mm-hmm. no way is it culturally or politically correct or, you know, appropriate in any way, shape, or form, pero that's the nickname que se te dio.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, if you're lighter skin, eres el güero.
Yeah.
Si estás más chubs, eres el gordo. Si estás flaco, eres el flaco. Like, siempre, mm-hmm. siempre te lo dan and they always kind of, like, let you know. So... En cierta manera, yeah, that's messed up, right? Pero, now hear me out, pero,
uh-huh.
because you're always aware and everybody literally calls you by that feature, by your distinctive feature.
Hay tantos que les ponen gordos de niños y ya ni son gordos.
Dude, el gordo. El gordo, he's not gordo.
We have a gordo
yeah.
in our family.
Y no está gordo.
No.
I mean, estaba cachetón cuando estaba baby.
And then my mom tiene una cuñada, una tía mía, que se dicen gorda entre las dos.
Mm.
So, you know, and honestly, like, it's like endearment, you know? Yeah. Like, no es... It's not offensive to them. Maybe, I mean, are we sensitive? Are we more sensitive now?
I think we're more aware. Like, that's why I'm seeing conflicted. Like, no debería venir de malicia. We shouldn't just judge somebody based on their appearance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've experienced that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, because our family were the first ones to point it out, it was never a surprise to me. No es como que entré yo a la high school, como que like, what do you mean I'm fat? Like, what? Your nine me dijo esto? Like, no, I was aware. Because my family told me, you know, like, my family was the first one to let me know.
You're like, by the way, I have nicknames.
Bro, that's gordo. You know what I mean? Like, there was a comedian que dijo that there's a lot less Latino school shooters because they're aware of the imperfections.
Hot take.
He's like, this is why Latinos don't have school shootings, bro, because their family literally makes fun of them all their lives and they grew up with that resilience. They get like, oh, well, you're fat. Yeah, I know. They call me gordo at home. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this is not going to offend me. You know? Mm-hmm. So that's where my confliction kind of starts, you know? Like,
Sí, es cierto, tengo un tío chimuelo.
¿Tú crees? O sea...
I don't know his name.
El chimuelo.
Creo que se llama Víctor, no estoy segura. he passed away, pero sí, chimuelo. Que tiene.
Man. That's, hey, this is where my conflict lies. That's
so we need a little trauma. We need a just enough trauma
to kind of build resiliency.
Is that what you're saying?
So I don't know. That's my question. ¿Por qué lo hacen? Is it to make us tough? Is it... Like, what's the purpose behind it?
I think it's their own insecurity and their own trauma being projected onto us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we took it
Porque
as well.
Porque, honestly, like, una persona que siempre te va, que, they're always going to bring up your weight. Like, I feel like they're insecure.
Right, to a certain degree. Right. If that's all they see.
Yeah.
If that's all they see, then you know, that says more about them than it says about you.
Yeah, y vuelvo a decir, and it's especially like when you're gathering as a family socially and there's food involved and then they bring up your weight and you're just like, this is the least of my thoughts right now. I'm about to down these tacos. You know what I'm saying? Can we just not right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deja que comen las tacos en paz, people. There's no need for you to go and make a sound effect every time.
Or if somebody brings si alguien dice como que, ay, mira, se está poniendo más... Well, sometimes like they're pregnant and I'm like, well, of course, like she's growing a child. Like,
how do you not
her body's
going to
gonna change? Yeah, like, yeah. So what if she's gonna, you know,
That's you see why we're conflicted. Like, that's obviously we shouldn't be doing that. Those are bad examples. But at the same time, well, you know, when you grow up with that as a kid, con la raza, nothing really hurts you. You know, like,
you want to hear another messed up one? Are we going to tell stories now?
A ver.
Somebody, we were at a wedding and this really chubby guy was dancing and this person, older lady, goes, ay, mira el gordito ahí bailando. Like, como que quería ligar novia, ¿no? Or something like
that. Okay.
And I guess they were like, oh, that, like, he basically like cornered this girl and went and danced all night with her.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't you.
I was about to say it wasn't me.
And she's like, pero pues, él tiene su corazón también, ¿verdad? And I'm like, what?
Dang. What is she saying? Like, you're saying that this guy does not deserve love? Because, like, como que, was she saying, like, oh, well, kudos to the guy for trying to find somebody because at the end of the day, he is a person.
Uh-huh.
Like, she kind of admitted to herself that, oh, I guess he's a person, too.
Uh-huh. Dang. I was so shocked. I was young. I don't think we were dating.
That's not cool, dude.
I was like, what?
Que trae.
Yeah.
Man, dude, we're better than that.
I want to think so.
So then,
I want to think that I'm learning and being better.
If we ever become parents, we have to traumatize them just enough. But it comes without just enough trauma. No sé, this is where it's tricky, man. Who knows, man? At the end of the day, nobody knows. All I know is that, like, if you do it in a way that you're obsessing about it, estás mal.
Sí.
That's what it is, ultimately. That's what it comes down to. Así que, yeah. No hagan eso, gente. No hagan eso. Y como siempre, everybody. Oh, wait.
This is the outro,
bro.
So do the website.
Yeah.
Like what you hear.
Yeah. Hey, thanks again to our sponsors, the 50/50 Media. That is us. That is us. That is Jessica and I. If you are talking to the 50/50 Media and want help, you're helping us and we're helping you. We firmly believe that si tienes un negocio, you have an audience. Allow us to help you create content that allows you to engage, connect, and grow with them. You know, like, first of all, babe, do we do websites? Absolutely. No questions. No questions. What else do we do?
We do car washes.
Yeah, no question. We'll do that for you, too.
We will edit your podcast.
No question. We'll do that.
And we will also film commercials.
Absolutely.
Is that what we do, too?
Todo eso and more. So
mostly Jesse, I answer emails. but honestly, like, if you haven't heard from Jesse, then it wasn't me.
If you get
an immediate email, it was me.
It was Jessica. Yeah, that's something that we're working on. But again, without speaking bad of our company and our sponsors, babe,
we're working very hard.
Media is here to help you with your content needs. Like I mentioned, whether it's in one space or the other, whether it's in one step or a full production, whether it's a consultation, lo que sea, we are here to help. Así que, here, check out our website here below and schedule your free consultation so you can figure out in which way we can help you with your media needs. And también, if you're checking out our website, check out our blog and check out our past podcast. It's the5050.com. That is thefifty.com. And follow us on social media, which is Instagram, the5050. Ahí estamos más, más activos.
Yeah, I stopped posting to our Facebook. That's weird.
¿No te gusta el Facebook?
No, I don't like that.
Ahí está toda la raza, baby. Tenemos que ir para el Face. No. Tenemos que ir para el Face. Tenemos que ir para el Face.
Not our stories.
Y como siempre, everybody, thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.